Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the exaltation of the cross, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is One with the Suffering Rather Than the Best.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found himself in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, and of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In American society, to be number one is often seen as most important for teams, business, and in everyday life, the best seats in the house, knowing the important folk. And so how do we look at the Philippians reading on this feast of the exaltation of the cross? Even to hear the words exaltation of the cross seems ironic and crazy, for the cross means suffering, and who would exalt in suffering? Who would exalt in 9/11 or the earth and climate change? We hear Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. Jesus did not look to be God on top of everything. Jesus sought to be one with us in all things, including suffering and death. In us, Jesus seeks to be one with those suffering in Morocco after the earthquake, embracing those who died, are homeless, and those who mourn. Likewise in Maui and places hit by wildfires. We are called not to be immune to those suffering in war-torn areas or migrants and refugees crossing our borders. We are called to notice and see it, to notice and embrace the suffering of our family and friends, to look on it in love. Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. What do we grasp in our lives? How do we grasp it? With love, passion, or fear? As we look around, so much in our world is lost. How do we respond? How can we bring the hope that is resurrection? Can we celebrate that our passage through all kinds of loss is like a seed that dies to bring forth a plant? Looking at the unity of the cross that binds our needs to one another, and can bring life out of bed in the suffering of loving. Parents get up in the middle of the night to feed, change, or comfort a child. It is done in love. The cross seen as loving into a future full of hope is what the exaltation is all about. Can we believe in new life?